We chat now with Neil Manthorpe. Now, you might be surprised to hear me announce that I'm going to talk to Neil Manthorpe about rugby matters, but he is kind of embedded, if you like, with the British and Irish Lions team because he is the TalkSport representative on this tour. So he's got lots of access to interviews and so on with the British and Irish Lions squad members. Hello, Neil.
Hello there, John.
What's Neil Manthorpe's view of the Rassie video?
I don't think I've changed my mind so profoundly on a sporting issue in my 33 years as a journalist. I mean, when Rassie released the video, I was in the Lions' den. I was waiting to interview Alan Wynne-Jones. So I was with a couple of other rights holders, British and Irish Lions rights holders. And I hadn't seen the video. I wasn't even aware of it. And I was sort of swept along by this wave of outrage from the Irish and the Scottish and the English who were waiting with me at Arabella. They said Rassie had lost it. He'd lost his mind. It was a complete rant. And I thought, well, 63 minutes is a heck of a long time to complain about something that rugby prides itself on not doing. But in the subsequent 24 hours, I've seen the video. I called my dear friend at TalkSport, the radio, the commentator, Andrew McKenna, who's actually commentating. He was supposed to be here on tour, but he's commentating from London because the country was shut down and they weren't able to send their team over. So I'm the news and interviews man for them. And I said to him, Andrew, what I haven't seen, I've seen lots of opinion. What I haven't seen is anybody saying, of these 26 incidents of questionable officiating, I haven't seen anybody say, well, Rassie's wrong about this one, and he's wrong about this one.
Which Andy Marinos implies he is, but I'm not well-versed enough in the laws of the game to know which ones he might be referring to.
Yeah, me neither, exactly. So that's why I spoke to Andrew. Yeah. And he said two of them, two out of 26, and he is a rugby man through and through. He said two might be questionable. He could be wrong about two of them. And by the way, who is Andy Marinos to lecture us about the integrity of the game? He's the man that organized a player strike with the Stormers on the verge of a Super 14 or Super 15, whatever it was at the time. So, you know, it's a bit rich coming from his high horse. But, you know, I think rugby's got a problem. You know, the ball was in play for 29 minutes and there were 26 incidents of, at times, extremely obviously. I mean, the spear tackle, even I know. I mean, I last covered rugby properly 15 years ago. I know that that's in Europe, it's a straight red. You know, it should have been at least a yellow card. So I've gone from thinking, Rassie, you've lost it a bit. This is a bit embarrassing. And also, in the last 25 years, I've been accustomed to South African teams having a persecution complex. And obviously, my area of expertise is in cricket. And I've heard too many teams complain about questionable decisions and dodgy umpires and biased match referees. And I've thought, you know what, we need to get over this and just sort of move on. But this was an analytical look at the decisions that just routinely seem to go against the Springboks. And I've come to the conclusion now that it was just Rassie Erasmus saying, you know what, I'm not going to rant. I'm going to quietly go through and point out to World Rugby that there is a problem. And, you know, he doesn't say that anybody's cheating or there's bias, but perhaps there's a subconscious bias. But there is clearly a problem to my mind now, and I think he's quite brave to do this.
And, Neil, the other journalists, accredited journalists, have they changed their minds having viewed the video? And have you had any kind of informal chats? Don't have to name them if there are confidentiality issues involved with some of the players to get their perspective on this?
Well, Alan Wynne-Jones was really – he was simmering. He appeared to be simmering I just think that he's an intelligent man. I mean, he's got a law degree, and he was asked about it, obviously, and I asked him about it, and he just seemed just to be simmering and angry that it was a thing and that he was being asked about it. But if he felt that Rassie Erasmus was out of order and was wrong and that the refereeing wasn't a problem on the day, I'm pretty certain, and I haven't known him long, but I'm pretty certain from what I've seen of the man that he would have said so. So I think that he is aware that the Lions got lucky on a number of questionable and crucial decisions.
And the journalists, have they changed their mind from that Russie's lost it attitude, which was common to them at the beginning of that news conference?
No. No, not at all.
And then what's the sense that you pick up from the camp? You have more contact with the journalists than with the players, it seems, and the contacts of the players are largely structured. But what's your sense of their sense of the impact, what impact this might have? I was talking to Craig Ray yesterday, and he was describing it as a calculated gamble. It could lead to better refereeing on Saturday. It could lead to further unconscious and even worse bias.
Oh, it's definitely a gamble, isn't it? So Warren Gatland, before the first test match, questioned the appointment of Marius Jonker in the traditional rugby media way by leaking the story to a couple of selected journalists who are very much on sides. They then wrote the story questioning the appointment, none of which had anything to do with the Springboks. And I think, again, Rassie has said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have whispered conversations behind closed doors and, you know, don't quote me, but he's just said, here it is. I'm just going to put it all on the table. Do what you like with it. I can't help. I will always have a small percentage of doubt about whether it was the right thing to do, and it won't have any bearing on the result. I mean, I would think I will always have a slight doubt, but I've gone from thinking it was a 2% good idea to a 95% good idea.
Thank you very, very much, Neil Manthorpe, usually a cricket correspondent, but he's covering the Lions tour at the moment for Talk Sport.